Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
About the vaccine, so let's get it out of the way. What's your situation, if you can share?
Yeah, I'm going to keep medical information to me. Any talks that I have with the team, we're going to keep that internal. I know guys have their own different types of responses, but for the time being, that's how I'm going to approach it.
What's been your approach as a leader, kind of navigating that conversation in the locker room?
You know, it's just guys have different opinions. They have different thoughts, ideas. Again, everybody's entitled to that opinion. And just, you know, if guys want to get it, great. If guys don't want to get it, great. You know, nobody looks at the guys that aren't getting it as a distraction or not wanting to help this team win. You know, everybody's in the same boat here. We're all going to one heartbeat, and that's to help the Buffalo Bills win football games and ultimately try to bring a championship here.
Brandon and Sean both talked about how different sets of guidelines, how that's different from last year, and how that can be naturally divisive, not just with a football team, but with any type of team, Brandon was saying. What are your thoughts on some guys having to adhere to one set of protocols, some guys having to adhere to others, and how you end up bridging that divide?
Well, we're at the end of the day, we're professionals. We're going to do what our job entails. We're going to follow rules and guidelines on both sides. At the end of the day, everybody has their choice, the team, the league. They also have the ability to enforce rules. So guys see that. But at the end of the day, again, like I said, we're Buffalo Bills. We're trying to help this team win football games, and that's on the field, and you know that's what we're doing. Coming out here each day, working our tails off, and trying to be the best that we can be.
Brandon had said the number, I guess, is just over 80%, I guess, in terms of players that have had at least one shot. Okay, without getting specific, how much of a challenge do you think it is from a preparation standpoint, as a player, a leader, and the quarterback of this team, to navigate the protocols with some guys vaccinated and some?
I don't think there's any challenge. We're, like I said, we're professionals trying to play football. That's our job. That's what we're going to do. Again, everybody's got the right choice, has their own choice. And again, like I said, the team and the league have their choice too, to enforce rules, and it's our job to follow them and be the best football players we can be.
Hey, Josh, what's the, if you could maybe share this, the difference between last year being at the facility and all that you had to do, what has changed the most this year in regards to you guys being together, vax or no vax? What's been the biggest difference this year compared to last year?
I mean, we're a day and a half in, so
I mean, as far as the protocols. Last year they were very strict, you're 6 feet apart, everyone's masked. Now it's not like that. Completely. Is it making a big difference as far as, you know, how you guys interact and all that?
No, we navigated it completely fine last year. And I think last year helped bring us together as a team, and I don't think this is going to be any different. You know, we all have to face adversity throughout somewhere during the season, whether it be in a game or off the field. And the team that handles this the best is obviously going to have a upper hand. So we're just trying to navigate it the best we can, stick together.
Josh, tell us a little bit about your summer vacation, so to speak. How long were you in Southern California with Jordan?
Yeah, June 27th-ish to really July 23rd or 24th out there. Yeah. So getting some good week's work. Felt like I figured out some more things. And it's awesome when you go into an off season and you've got goals in your mind. And at the time you leave, I feel good where I feel like I'm very confident in the things that I worked on. And it's fun to go out here and try to apply those to game-like situations. And it's just an honor to be back out here with the teammates and the guys and getting to work and talk over plays and concepts and work with E, who's going to be fantastic for us, and just little ins and outs and little details that you get to share when you're on the field and you go through certain situations. So certainly missed it and glad we're back.
Obviously, you've worked with Jordan for a long time now. I mean, you know, the main made great strides. It's all been talked about for a million times. But, you know, like, is it sort of sharpening, keeping, you know, with a quarterback, all your fundamentals have to constantly be rehomed, reworked on?
Yeah, I mean, it's a constant grind. You take time off of it just like anything, you're going to lose it. So you got to constantly be working on it, finding something to be better at. And, you know, I think we did a good job of that this offseason of attacking areas that I wanted to work on. And, again, not neglecting things that I've been working on and letting those go back to old habits. So, like I said, I think it was a very successful offseason. Ultimately, time will tell.
Josh, first, it's good to see you like this and not on the screen.
Same here.
Do you prefer to have a contract extension done before the season starts? Does it matter to you?
I'm just trying to be the best quarterback that I can be for this team. Whether it happens or it doesn't happen, it's not going to change my approach to being the best teammate, the best leader I can be for this team, this organization. My focus is on football.
Josh, I think we get that response. And can you give us any indication at all? Is there momentum towards it? You said you wanted to be involved at some level. I remember that comment. And understanding the talks, understandably. Where do things stand right now? Can you characterize those discussions?
I'm here to be the best quarterback that I can be. I know it's mundane and you get that answer over and over again, but it's honestly the least of my worries whether it gets done or not. We're here to win a Super Bowl, and I can't focus on those things and feel like I can come out here and be the best possible teammate quarterback that I can be. So my focus is completely on the field.
Hey Josh, Sean said you don't carry 13 wins into another season. Is that something that you think needs to be like a daily reminder with the team? Does everybody come in with that mindset of the whole idea of starting over and last year doesn't matter?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, everybody I think I've talked to has that same mindset. I know it's a talking point, but everybody understands that it's a brand new season, and whatever we did doesn't translate to what we're going to do this year. It's a new team. We've got completely new pieces. Obviously, we're bringing back a lot of people, but when you substitute and add a couple pieces here or there, it changes the whole dynamic of the thing. So that's why we're coming out here. We're going to bust our tails and try to be the best team that we can be, and we're competing. Our defense is going to be fun to go against during training camp because they're moving around. They're flying. You saw that today, that they were bringing some things, and it's good to get that on day one. And hopefully it's an eye-opener for some guys here, and just seeing how we work and how we compete as a team. It's really an iron sharpens iron mentality, and it's fun to be part of.
Likewise, you have to let you, like the team with 13 wins. I mean, you set the bar so high last year with all your accomplishments. Do you view that as, boy, it's going to be tough to do that again? How do you feel like now compared to July 27th a year ago?
I mean, again, Coach McDermott goes by playoff caliber, and in order to win a Super Bowl, you got to get into the playoffs. So whatever that may be, and obviously the easiest way to get into the playoffs is winning your division. So ultimately, that's our first goal, and can accomplish the big dominoes to the first ones fall. So whatever we can do to get ourselves in position to be a playoff team and give ourselves a chance at the end, that's all that we can do.
So much of this team's identity the past few years has kind of revolved around a chip on your shoulder, underdog mentality, but with such a target on your back in 2021, how do you make that transition as a team?
Yeah, we didn't win it, you know? So ultimately that was our goal last year and we didn't accomplish it. And I know a lot of guys have that sour taste still, and it's pushing them and driving them. Personally, me, that's how I feel. And I know that there's, you know, when the time comes, 53 or 55 guys on the roster, whatever that number is, that have that same feeling, that same mentality of – you know, we didn't do enough to get the job done last year. So let's find a way to be better this year and to go attack it that way.
So part of that answer speaks to experience and kind of having been through it in the postseason atmosphere, all of that. How much do you value that now as you enter this season, personally for you as a quarterback and as a team?
I mean, it's obviously very valuable to have that experience, especially home playoff games where you don't have, on the offensive side, you don't have the noise that you have to deal with. And playoff atmospheres, you know, I know the Chiefs only had some odd 17,000, whatever it was, but the noise in that place was deafening. And, you know, it was something that we hadn't had to deal with all year. So situation's going to be different this year, regardless of where we're at the end. So we've got to find ways to be better at that and to overcome that type of adversity where we've got to be all in sync, whether it be checks, calls, signals at the line, and be able to attack it that way. So, again, the best way to do it is to go out there and execute each and every play and try to limit that. But, again, we won't cross that bridge until we get there.
Have you found it helpful to have a fresh set of eyes like Mitch Trubisky in the quarterback room?
Yeah, no, Mitch has been awesome. He's quickly developed into one of my good friends. He comes with a great attitude each and every day. He's working his tail off, and he's not afraid to ask questions, you know, about the offense. And, you know, he's here to help this team win and whatever that way may be. So, you know, we're lucky to have him, I'll tell you that.
Did you pick his brain, though, on some things that he sees? Obviously, the guy's been
absolutely, yeah. I mean, obviously, he's got another year of experience, and he's played in, I think, 50-something games. So he's got a lot of experience. He's got a lot of knowledge and ideas that he's been throwing around in the meetings. And like I said, we're lucky to have him. He's been great for the room, and he's going to continue to be great for us.
Josh, in terms of you personally, I mean, how psyched are you that you put that season together last year and the excitement level for you moving forward? Like, I mean, kind of put it into perspective, the great year you had and where you can go from here. Are you, like, fired up for the opportunity to do it again or even do it better?
Yeah, obviously I want to go out there and be the best quarterback that I can be, but at the same time, whether that's throwing for four touchdowns a game or throwing four passes a game, whatever gets the end result of a W, that's what I'm willing to do. You know, but I am excited to have fans in the stands, and I know where fans are excited for that, but you know, I couldn't even find a suite to get this year for myself, so that tells you how much this community cares about Buffalo Bills football, and we're excited to have them back in the building.
Do you care at all about the status you now have league-wide? You have jumped into the conversation, second MVP, all that. Are you excited about that aspect of just where you've come from 2018 to being one of the superstars of the league?
No. I have the same mindset, the same mentality of chip on the shoulder. And, again, I was in junior college not too long ago. So to be sitting where I am, obviously it's a great feeling. But at the same time, you know, we didn't get the job done last year. And ultimately the name of the game is winning championships, and you know, we won't stop until we're there, whether it be working on the field or in the weight room or you know, in the meeting rooms, just trying to be the best that we can be and give ourselves a chance.
Josh, you mentioned Emmanuel earlier. When he was coming here after he signed, he talked about watching your guys' tape from last year and just was getting excited. What have you learned about him in this process, 3 months, especially this last couple weeks building up towards training camp?
Yeah, well, you see why he's been in the league for so long, just the attention to detail that he has. Even in the conditioning test, I mean, he busted his tail. I mean, he was number one every time we crossed the line. So to see that with a guy that's been in the league for, you know, I think 12 years now, it's fun to watch, and it really motivates the younger guys, and it sets a great precedent for the team. You know, they feel his energy. They feel his excitement to be here, you know, and we're lucky to have him. He's got a lot of knowledge. He's been in a lot of systems. Obviously, teammates with Cole Beasley in college, and the way that they mesh and gel together and able to talk and communicate through some of our concepts, it's fun. It's fun to hear. It's fun to be a part of. But when we're on the field, it's asking questions and hey, what do you want me to do in this situation? And being able to kind of have those conversations where it's I'm thinking this thing, you're thinking that. How do we meet in the middle? And you know, it's he's gonna be good.
How did Steph deal with him winning that?
I mean, I think Steph knows the deal in conditioning tests, but when you put him on the field, he can go.
Josh, talk about Josh.
With the success of the passing game last season, Brandon Bean talked about earlier this morning, just, you know, teams have tape on you guys, and you guys have to be different and act different this season on the field. So why do you believe in Daboll and your group of wide receivers to, you know, help be different and do different things on the field with the athletic ability and the different type of receivers that you've been gifted?
Yeah, well, Dable's been working an insane amount of hours, just with finding new concepts and finding the best way he can put our players in position to succeed. And I think that's one thing that Dable does probably best in the league, just putting his guys in position where they can go be them and they can go win. And you see it, whether it be with Isaiah and he's, you know, short quickness, the jet sweeps, and putting him in these types of situations where he's got room in front of him, or letting Diggs just kind of go and be him. So guys love that he gives the flexibility of being themselves and being able to kind of tweak things mid-route. So that speaks for itself. Dable, he's constantly evolving his offense, and the guys love that. That's why they play so hard, because they know, like, at any point they can get the ball at any play, and they don't have to be this perfect drawn on the line guy where you've got to be at 12 and you got to come flat across the field. So it gives guys a lot of freedom. It lets them play loose and free and fun, and that's why I love this offense so much.
Josh, you talk about, you and all the leaders of this team talk about how well this locker room has dealt with the vaccination issue in the locker room. Cole and Jerry kind of took it out of the locker room with social media, almost regardless of the topic. Is that, the way it's handled in the public, is that something that you as a member of the leadership group needed to address or feels needs to be addressed?
No. I think it was a little blown out of proportion, to be honest. Jerry and Cole, they spend so much time around each other. I think people took, so you can't really take emotions from tweets or texts, on a screen. So I think it was more of a friendly conversation, and people kind of took it and ran with it. But again, in the locker room, they spend so much time around each other and together and talking and jibber-jabbing about really anything, And in the locker room, again, guys just – we love to argue with each other. It don't matter. And you can tell me the sky's blue and we're going to argue. And, that's one of the cool things about this team here is we don't take anything hard. We don't take anything offensively. And we all get along, and we're able to do that and just poke fun at each other. So it's very family-like atmosphere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.